Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Love of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Well, we have to define then the world, don't we? What is the world? What would be loving the world? He's not just talking about the earth, because the earth is the Lord's, right? And the fullness thereof. What is the world then? Well, you're going to see it as we go further, but let me just preface what we're going to by this. The world is the world's ways and the world's concepts and the world's beliefs and the world's system, which is apart from God. And I believe that a word that goes hand in hand with worldliness is the word ungodly. Ungodliness. So it would be all that is in the world that is ungodly. Now we hear these words, but people's minds go off on tangents. And what some people talk about when they start talking about holiness, they just get into rules and regulations, and you can't do this, and there's 1,000 can't do's. Can't do this, can't do that. And people, they just go from bad to worse. Legalism. Legalism. Obeying 1,000 rules doesn't make you love God. Did you hear me? Now, I grew up with rules. I grew up in a holiness Pentecostal church. And I love the Pentecostal people. And I love the holiness people. And they're all different. All groups are different in their beliefs. But in the church we grew up in, I mean, there was 10,000 things you couldn't do. Couldn't do this. I mean, the men couldn't wear short sleeves. And the women couldn't wear a lot of things. And half the preaching was on what the women couldn't do. And on what the men couldn't do. Instead of what we could do. But you know, I saw person after person come in and get saved and love God only oftentimes in less than a year, be slipped back into the world because they decide, I can't live this. I can't do it. And then they believe I've already messed up and I'm so far below pleasing God, I might as well just have fun while I'm down here because I'm going to hell anyway. What a lie. I said, what a lie. When it's not about do's and don'ts and rules and regulations, it's about do you love God? And if we change something in our life, it shouldn't be because of trying to maintain some man's idea standard of holiness. Holiness is Christ-likeness. Being like the Master. And why would you drop off something in your life or change something or eliminate something? It should be because in your fellowship with God, He let you know He didn't like it. And you, because you love Him so much, you don't want to displease Him, so you cut it off. And Romans, you know, in the 14th chapter, goes into great detail about different people's faith. That some people have faith that this is okay and others don't. And that every man is going to stand before the Lord for himself. And to have your faith between you and God. In other words, don't try to push it off on other people. What is sin? Sin is violation of the law. But sin is also to him that knows to do good and does it not, to him it is sin. Well, what if you don't know as much as somebody else? Do you hear what I'm saying? Yes. How many of you have walked with the Lord for a number of years, and when you first got saved, you didn't see anything wrong with certain things, but after you grew for some, you realize, well, that's not good. I got to change that. Yeah. But you didn't see it when you first started walking. Well, other people that's getting saved are the same way, and you don't need to dump all your rules on them. Amen. Amen. You don't need to try to tell them how to live where you are now. If you've been walking with God for 40 years and you've grown. And that's why that, you know, we don't preach condemnation here. And I'm charging you not to. Did you hear me? I want people to know they can come here and I don't care what they've been into. They can come here and receive from God and we'll love them. And we'll not try to straighten them all out the first day. In fact, we won't try to straighten them out. We'll leave that to God. That's a big job. I'm just going to leave that to the Lord. Right? Yeah, but Brother Keith, they're drinking. I saw them in the bar. Well, that all the more reason for them to be in here. Amen. Yeah, well, Brother Keith, they're doing this. I heard them cuss on the job. Well, you never cussed? Huh? It's like you never said a cuss word. It's amazing how high and mighty people get, don't they? You know, you see people go into... I saw this fellow, bless his heart, supposed to have been a preacher. And went into this restaurant, and these guys came in, rowdy, and they sat down at a table beside him, and they're using bad language. And boy, he got so mad, he said, I ain't standing for that. I mean, my wife is here, and my daughter is here, and I can't stand, you know. And boy, he got up, and he let them have it, you know. Such a hypocrite. Yeah.
Right.
I say, hypocrite? Yeah. I know the same guy would go home and sit down and turn the TV on and listen to cussing for 3 hours. And go, can you believe they let them talk like that on TV? And watch it listen to it another 2 hours. I can't believe they show stuff like that. Can you believe they let stuff like this come on TV? And before they got saved, one of the biggest cussers around. Teach other people new cuss words. It's not about having a cuss-free vocabulary. You could eliminate all the cuss words, wouldn't make you saved.
Amen.
Wouldn't mean you love God.
Hallelujah.
Hmm? If people have habits, if they're doing drugs, if they have a big problem with overeating, if they're drinking and getting drunk, or I don't care if they smoke, you know, 9 cigarettes at a time. These things are not the issue. There's a lot of bad habits that people have.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
It's not about that. Do you love God?
Amen.
Do you want to come to God?
Yes.
Do you want to be close to God? If you do, He will draw near to you.
Amen.
He'll give you strength.
Hallelujah.
He'll grace you.
Yes.
You'll get stronger.
Amen.
Amen? And in the process of time, you'll be fellowshipping with Him, and He'll put His finger and say, you know, I don't like that. And you'll go, well, if you don't like it, I don't like it. That's the end of that. And you'll be strong enough to let it go, too.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes.
It doesn't all happen overnight.
No.
Or in a week.
Amen.
And folk that have grown and have grown in holiness, then you ought not act so hypocritical and realize that what you were like 20 years ago.
Right.
Or where you were at and how long it took you to get to the place where you are now. Not that it took God a long time, but people are people. They don't always respond like they should. Everybody say, no condemnation,
no condemnation.
In this church. And when you're outside and you're dealing with people and you're talking to people and, you know, they've got things that don't look too godly, well, don't judge them about that and don't write them about that. The issue is, do they want to get to God? Do they love God? Amen? Now, if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. Go to James 4, please. Let's talk some more about this. I've given you a word to associate with worldliness. What is that word? Ungodliness. Ungodliness. Go into James chapter 4. What does ungodly mean? See, people have religious ideas about what these things. What does ungodly mean? Well, 7-Up is the un-cola, right? What does that mean?
No
ain't no cola in it. I woke somebody up just then. Well, what's ungodly? Huh? God's not in it. They've left God out. They've eliminated God from it. God's not in it. Ungodly people don't want God in their things. They don't want to talk about God. They don't want to hear about God. They don't want God in it. Well, if God's not in it, should we be in it? Now, this is going to cover a lot of ground, guys. Do you understand this? But I didn't write these verses. If God's not in it, is it okay for us to be in it? When is it all right for us to say, now, God, you know, I know you and I are always together on everything, but I'm going to go do this for a little while, and I'm going and not with you. When is that okay? Now, Lord, I know you don't like this, but I'm going to watch this. So if you could just stay out of the room for the next few hours, I'm going to. When is it okay to leave God out?
Never.
Now, people make fun of us and they mock us. Because we're God this and God that, and they think we're just nuts. And you know, they're always talking about the Lord this and the Lord that. And how else should it be? When you get up in the morning, what's the first thing that ought to hit your mind? The Lord. Right? This is the day the Lord has made. I'll rejoice and be glad. Lord, what you want us to do today? We want His direction, don't we?
Yes.
We want His guidance, don't we?
Yes.
His protection.
Yes.
His provision. Well, how are you going to have His protection and provision and direction and you leave Him out?
That's right.
Doesn't work. Doesn't work. In fact, in praying about some things, in the recent problems and attacks that we've had as a nation, I prayed about that. Lord, how did this happen? You know? How did 9/11 happen? How did it happen? Because the Lord, I mean, myriads of things like that would have already happened to us. You understand that? Except the Lord had spared us and protected us. I do not believe that the attacks on 9/11 were the perfect will of God. I don't believe that they pleased God. Well, then why did He let them happen? There were legalities involved. What we should ask is, why wasn't He able to legally protect us from all of that? And I understand this, and this is what we need to pray about as a nation. People in different parts of our country and different parts of our society have pushed God out. You understand that? They don't want God. They've pushed Him out of this, and they've pushed Him out of that. But then they turn around and say, yeah, but we want you to protect us, though. It don't work that way.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Love of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.